السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. This kitab that we have here with us, Anecdotes of People Passing Away or Have Passed Away. So this kitab is compiled by a person by the name of Dr. Noor Ahmed Noor. With regards to him, he was from the first batch of doctors to qualify from the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Pakistan. He completed his postgraduate degrees in whatever he was studying now in 1969. He served as a professor of medicine at the medical college and he became a renowned figure at the college. So Dr. Noor, one side he was a doctor, but on the other side, he was also very Allah conscious. He was a very generous person, good teacher also, a very thoughtful person. And he had, taluk also with pious people. He passed away on the 25th of May, 2002. So this kitab, what motivated him to compile this kitab, he himself, he says that as a physician, I have witnessed over 100 Muslims passing away in front of my eyes. And I was in quest to find out what were the last words of the deceased. So during the last 40 years of my life, during which I have remained closely associated with patients, such glaring incidents have come to my knowledge that I consider it of the utmost importance to put some incidents on the topic of death into writing for the readers to take lesson from it. I therefore went out of my way to record the deaths of 100 individuals to see what their endings were like. Out of the 100, I was shocked to find that only 3 had recited the Kalima Tayyiba before passing away. The remaining 97 breathed their last not reciting the Kalima. So obviously it is not like a prerequisite or a requirement that a person has to read the Kalima and then only he passed away on Iman. It can happen that we don't hear the person reading the Kalima, but the person did pass away on Iman. However, what he is highlighting is that instead of reading the Kalima, these people mentioned some worldly things. He says some quite bizarre. For instance, one person at the time of his mort, he was demanding milkshake. Some repeatedly called out the names of film actors. Some were asking for the Reader's Digest magazine. So this was a magazine that was very famous some years back. Now I don't know if it's still in circulation. Some were speaking about legal provisions relating to the preemption of landed property and so on. Some of these are related in this booklet. May Allah Ta'ala save us from a death without Iman. And may Allah Ta'ala grant all of us the strength to prepare ourselves for the unending life of the Akhirat. So the first incident that he has here, this is an incident that occurred some 30 years ago. I had a friend who was the superintendent engineer in the irrigation department. His son was psychotic and was mostly kept chained because of his unruly behavior. If not chained, he would break out of his room and destroy items in the rest of the house at random. One day, while being unfettered, due to the negligence of the servants, he entered the drawing room and damaged items worth thousands of rupees. My friend forcefully brought him to me and while weeping, asked me to do something about him as he had turned their lives upside down. He further added that if nothing was done, I think I'm going to strangle this son of mine myself. He was frustrated, the father. So I advised him to be cautious and said to him that have fear of Allah Ta'ala, and don't speak like that, otherwise such statements would be a cause for his azab on the day of Qiyamah. On this, my friend bluntly asked, who is going to survive after death, and who would be there to ask questions? I was shocked at his statements and decided to remain silent so that he doesn't utter any more words of kufr. The matter ended there. This is a situation that sometimes we see people got Muslim names and everything, but what's in their hearts, what's in their minds, sometimes is kufr. A few days later, my friend went to a place called Dera Ghazi Khan. This is in the Punjab province. So he went there to supervise the digging of a water canal which was near completion. When reaching a particular spot, he saw all the laborers assembled there and there was a great commotion going on. The workers informed him that there was a hole at the bottom of the canal and a portion of a human body was visible through the opening. My friend, the engineer, himself went and saw the same thing and he ordered that the mud around that spot be cleared. When the soil was removed, a full human body was uncovered. There were two amazing features to be seen on this body. Firstly, the clothing on it were blood-stained, from which it was assumed that this is the body of a shaheed, of a martyr. Secondly, on his face was a flower-like object, out of which some liquid drops were trickling repeatedly into his mouth. The depth of the canal was nearly 20 feet, so that body probably lay there from years before, centuries before, preserved below this level. That same evening, my engineer friend came to my house and after narrating this whole event, he then recited Quranic verses relating to the shuhada that they must not be called dead. They are alive and are provided sustenance by their Rabb. So he said that all this is true and I have personally witnessed the living example in accordance with this Quranic ayat. I am now fully convinced that there is life after death, and I am also convinced of the day of Qiyamah, because had it not been so, the earth would have consumed the body of this martyr, which was still preserved intact in spite the lapse of centuries. He further stated that it looked as if this deceased was just waiting for the time when Allah Ta'ala would give him life again and he would get up on the day of Qiyamah. After listening to him, I mentioned to him that, look, there is a distinction between your and our iman regarding the day of Qiyamah. We brought iman after listening to the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. While you were not convinced, you only became convinced after you had witnessed this incident or this event yourself. So sometimes Allah Ta'ala shows these things, but to bring iman bil ghaib, to bring iman in the unseen, that means just solely on the word of Allah Ta'ala and the word of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is the iman that Allah Ta'ala wants from us. So after this person, he abstained from the idea of harming his mentally deranged son and he made tawbah from his liberal thinking. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته